we have a team playing right now. Team that won last night.
Yes.
Carve out a little time for the Pistons here.
Yeah, a playoff. A team that's, if the season were to end today, would actually be in the playoffs.
And there is a clear distinction. The six seed, you avoid all the play-in. They beat Atlanta. That's a like team. You like to look at those games. And they beat them easy, handily, on the road. The defense was there. Cade continues his ascent. And after the game, I had a listener say that Cade Cunningham is the best point guard in the East. And I paused. I want to play a game, John.
Okay.
How far are you willing to go? We'll do this kind of like the mountain climber game, all right?
Oh my gosh.
It'll get progressively steeper, but how far are you willing to go with Cade Cunningham? Ready?
Yes.
Cade Cunningham is the best player on the Pistons.
Yeah, I don't think there's not much debate there.
A little bunny hill to step over.
Yeah, okay, so yes, okay, he clears that one.
Cade Cunningham is a top 10 athlete in the city of Detroit.
Yes, because you start looking at all the teams, and I'm not sure there's even a top 10er on the wings. We already said that he's the best on the Pistons. Tigers, we obviously got Skubal, and then we could start debating Lions. That would be on that list. But yeah, so I think he's clearly in the top 10 in Detroit.
Not only top 10, top 5.
Easy.
Easy there, buddy. Easy. Levels.
Cade Cunningham is an all-star, and as he defined that this week, that's one of the top 24 players in the NBA.
And we find that out tonight, don't we? I believe that's going to be announced tonight. I think that was in one of the updates. But I do think he's an all-star. I really do.
They're at least announcing part of the roster. I don't think it's complete yet, but
okay.
But yeah, he is.
He deserves it.
What's he right now? 24-something, 9-something, and 6-something with points, assists, and rebounds?
I think his performance, what he's been able to do this year, and especially for this team, yeah, I think he should be in the All-Star game.
25 a game, 9 assists per game is the third highest in the NBA, and he's stronger at the rim. He's controlling this offense. Yeah, he's an All-Star. Is he a top 5 athlete in the city of Detroit?
No. I don't think that's necessarily a hot take. And I'll give you, okay, one, Skubal.
Yeah.
Monroe St. Brown.
Sure. Sewell. Then he's there.
Aiden Hutchinson. And Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's top 5. Well, I have to be consistent with my top 5 when we did this about a year ago.
Who are you bumping
and
out?
I bullishly put in Cade then, even though he had the injuries. Cade Cunningham's a superstar, potentially.
Potentially, but we're not saying it. We're talking about now.
I'd have ahead of Gibbs.
You have ahead of Gibbs?
Yeah. I'd put him third.
Wow.
It goes Skubal, Sewell, whichever way you want to do it, and then Cunningham for me.
He had a St. Brown.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay, well, so some of us are still climbing this mountain, so we'll go up another tier. Is he an all-pro? That would be a top 15 player in the NBA.
No. And you start thinking about some of the other guards. Now, is it all-pro? It's got to be position-specific, too, right?
Yeah, they do guard, so it doesn't have to be point guard. But is he essentially one of the top 6 or 7 guards in the league?
All right, so no, I don't think he is. And you start, because it's not just his conference. It's obviously it's the entire NBA. And you start talking about Luka Doncic, Darius Garland in Cleveland, LaMelo Ball, Damian Lillard. Halliburton. Halliburton would be kind of in the same category, and you could be kind of plus or minus a little bit.
I'd rather have Cade than Halliburton.
Tyrese Maxey, Tyler Hero.
I'd rather have Cade than both those guys. We're getting into the Tom. You answer because John's already stepped off the mountain here. Is he an all NBA guy, top 15 player?
We're doing this for this year right now, right?
Factor it in.
Jalen Brunson.
I will say yes. I'm willing to go one more step at least up the mountain. But this is a close call, and John brought up all the names that you could argue.
Yeah.
Best point guard in the East is the next base camp.
I'm already off. So.
Yeah, John's off. No. Tom, best point guard in the East.
I'm falling. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No more. We got to stop this lunacy.
So not who is the best point guard in the East? Lillard? LaMelo?
I would probably say Dame. You could go Dame Lillard, Brunson, I think is right there, Garland for Cleveland.
The difference in the New York Knicks since Brunson has got there is night and day. And yeah. I think you got to give some credit to that. That's why I would knock LaMelo Ball, because it's not translating in the win column. It is translating for the Pistons, but it's too soon. But he's doing this without Jaden Ivey. Okay. They're 9-3 since January 1st.
Okay. So we're off the mountain, but the next step would have been best point guard in basketball, best player in basketball, and the greatest of all time. Still got some work to do.
When you put GOAT, I honestly... Everything else could have maybe been potentially...
Well, I ask how far... The whole thing is, how far are you willing to go with Cade Cunningham?
All right. Everybody needs to get Cade Cunningham jerseys to replace their Lions gear.
Bingo. He has been phenomenal for the Pistons. People need to pay attention.